From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Iraqi officials say a close aide to former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein, Izzat Ibrahim al-Douri, has been killed in a military operation. Al Arabiya Television quoted the governor of Salahuddin province as saying al-Douri was mastermind of Islamic State in Iraq and that his killing is a blow to the group. News reports say DNA testing will be done to confirm it is indeed al-Douri, believed to be behind the insurgency against Iraq's current Shiite-led government. Al-Douri was on a U.S. list of most wanted Iraqi government officials, created when the U.S. military led the invasion of Iraq in 2003. Russia has warned that the presence of foreign military personnel could destabilize the situation in Ukraine after U.S. paratroopers arrived this week to train Ukrainian soldiers. Spokesman for President Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Peskov, told reporters Friday, instructors from third world countries, besides Russia or Ukraine, could upset the situation in Ukraine's east, where pro-Russia rebels are engaged in an armed rebellion against Ukrainian forces. A U.S. airborne brigade arrived in Ukraine this week to conduct a series of training sessions with Ukrainian troops. A recent satellite photo shows that China is building an airstrip on reclaimed land in a disputed part of the South China Sea and could be planning another. Jane's Defense Weekly said that images dated March 23rd from Airbus Defense and Space showed work on a runway near Fiery Cross Reef. This is VOA News. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said that Yemen is in flames. Speaking in Washington on Thursday, he said the crisis is aggravating the already high levels of suffering and insecurity.
I'm calling for an immediate ceasefire in Yemen by all the parties. It is time to support corridors of life-saving aid and a passage to real peace.
Secretary General Ban also issued a plea on behalf of Palestinians in the Yarmouk refugee camp in Syria, whom he says are caught between the military machine of the Syrian government and the brutality of extremist group calling itself the Islamic State.
They have little way out, and the aid can find a little way in. And their suffering is largely out of the spotlight. I have been working very hard recently to protect all these 18,000 people who have been trapped in between government forces and Daesh terrorists.
Secretary General also addressed the protracted conflict in Syria. He reminded his audience that 12 million Syrians have been displaced or became refugees. Another 220,000 people have been killed. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is rejecting fresh accusations that his forces used chemical weapons, including chlorine, on civilians and others in the country's civil war. Human Rights Watch this week said it has evidence that strongly suggests Damascus used toxic chemicals in several deadly barrel bomb attacks in Idlib province last month. Western rights groups and governments have repeatedly accused the Assad government of using chemical weapons on civilians, a charge that is denied by Damascus. Hundreds of mourners have gathered at Germany's Cologne Cathedral for a memorial service honoring the 150 people who died in a plane crash of a Germanwings jet last month in the Alps. Both a Catholic, the Archbishop of the Cathedral, and Protestant minister are leading the proceedings, which are attended by German Chancellor Angela Merkel, German President Joachim Gauck, and French and Spanish officials. Employees of the German Wings airline and its parent company, Lufthansa, are also in attendance. The World Bank is offering an additional $650 million to help Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone recover from the devastating Ebola epidemic. Before Ebola, these nations had some of the highest economic growth rates in Africa. But the crisis closed markets, crimped trade, and forced schools and workplaces to close. I'm Bob Doty, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.